Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Please join me in welcoming director and animator Félix Dufour-Laperriere. Félix, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt. Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure. So we're going to be talking about Archipelago from the big screen competition at the International Film Festival Rotterdam. And the film, just to briefly introduce it, before we get into it in more detail throughout the course of this interview, reflects on the origins of the province of Quebec, but also the formation of regions and communities at large via a mix of animation and epic poetry. With all that being said, Félix, I watched the film and I thought it was very interesting, so I have lots of questions to ask you about the film. But before I do that, I wanted to start off by asking you something about yourself, and with a simple question at that. What is it about animation that fires up your imagination?
I wanted to do cinema when I was a teenager, but I was, I think, too shy to actually, I didn't have the character I felt to actually drive a whole like fiction set and everything. And when I stumbled upon animation, I remember like discovering a Jans Vankmajer DVD at the local like video store. And I was amazed. And I said, oh, that's for me. That's handmade. That's close to somebody's hand. And yet it can be very ambitious and very, in a way, spectacular. So that was my first love affair with animation. And I still love the process. At least, I still love the paradoxical mix of intimacy and power and strength that comes out of animation. It can be, as in painting. Painting is a very intimate process, yet it can be damn powerful. That's the love I still have
yes.
today for animation.
Yeah, you mentioned Jan Svankmajer, the great Czech animator and filmmaker. He, of course, was a filmmaker who used animation beyond the best known conventions of the form, let's say. And so that's sort of similar to what you try to do with your animation as well.
In an humble way, what I love, especially for Archipelago, what I love about animation, if you can make visible some things that are not visible, that wouldn't be visible otherwise. So in that case, some words that are pronounced in Archipelago, some ideas, some feelings of belonging or of doubt, of tire, of weariness, are put in some ways into image, moving images. And it's like this ability to make alive abstraction or ideas is very powerful in animation too. And it's fun to work with. So
yeah. And you do so in a very interesting way. For example, I was reading your previous work, Villeneuve, from 2018, was entirely drawn and painted with ink on paper. So I guess we've covered it already, but just to emphasize the fact, experimentation is of central importance in your animation filmmaking.
I think so. And it's a commitment to the medium, to a form. And it's also a certain conception of what like film can do, what movies can achieve. It's a personal take on that. And it's a matter of having pleasure also. It's a painstaking process making animated images. So you have to find way and devices to keep the pleasure alive, to keep the fun and the interest alive. So I think experimenting and changing techniques and looking for new ways of producing these images is still for me important.
And of course, also, I guess, working with materials, as I mentioned earlier, your previous work was entirely drawn and painted with ink on paper. So what materials did you use to make Archipelago?
Archipelago was very conceived as a workshop film. So like there's various techniques, some paint on paper, some drawing on paper, some stop motion animation. We worked under the camera, like this modifying a painting or a pastel drawing between each frame. We work with collage, digital animation also. So it was very open It was a very playful approach to a lot of various technique. And it fitted well the basic idea between that at the origin of Archipelago, which is you up from an invented island to another one, trying to put images and words on what makes a home or a territory, or which can be like concrete, geographical, and like landscapes and everything, or imaginary, symbolic, political, a matter of speech and words and ideas.
Yeah, and I think another thing that you use is archive footage, right?
Yeah. It's a mix. It's like there are some archives from the 40s that were shot in Quebec. There are some 16 millimeter footage that we shot as being archives, but that were shot during the production. And I borrowed with my with some friends from some friends' past film and B rolls. I borrowed some shots. I asked them to give me some shots so I can rework them and animate over it and everything. So it's a mix of like past archive, contemporary footage that are like look-alike archives, and B-rolls and shots from actual films that were made by friends.
I guess also while I was watching it, I realized that the eclectic style also is seen in the wide-ranging elements that you borrow from perhaps more traditionalist art movements, but also more avant-garde ones, including word play that recalled futurism. But I'm not sure whether that was intentional. But in any case, do you also, aside from just being playful, and also we talked about Jan Svankmajer and animation, are you also looking at the history of art as well in different art movements?
It's a bit conscious and unconscious. I think like history of art always meet with people and social history at some point. So there is definitely in Archipelago a crossing of various styles, various images, various way of dealing with images, various way of putting images in presence of words, and that is linked with the history of Quebec, but our history also, it's an invented history for me. Like, the feeling of belonging, the idea of belonging to something or someone or to some group is always for me half concrete, half real, and half imaginary. You project a lot of things into what you belong to. And, Archipelago is often on that. It's a travelogue into someone's psyche or into a mental landscape, mental scape.
I understand. And, what are the origins of your interest in this particular topic of belonging, of home, of, what makes a piece of land a region?
Being a Quebecer is a very, for me, it's very important, yet very paradoxical. We're French speaking. We're a drop of French in the whole, English ocean. Like there's almost 400 millions of English speakers in North America, and we're 7 millions of French speakers. We're like a little drop of French in an English ocean. Our history is a mixed of like is a weird mix. We were first a colonial. We came from colonial France, yet we suffered afterwards from British colonization. Yet being in a way accomplice to it. Like, especially toward the natives. So it's a very mixed history. And, as you know, like Quebec tried twice to get his independence, his political independence, and, said no, like by referendum, like they refused. So it's a kind of there's an ambiguity being a Quebecer that is important for me to explore. And I think that can relate to the ambiguity to belong to a collectivity that it's something that is shared.
So did you feel that ambiguity growing up, and do you feel it still to this day?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's not resolved. There's something unresolved and maybe it will be forever unresolved. I don't know, but there's something that is not resolved in the Quebec, let's say, look at its way to look at itself. We still express our political differences, with Canada, yet we're not willing to separate so it's always back and forth movement that is still unresolved to this day. And it's a very, and the history itself of Quebec is complex in a way that we have a very rural, and as we said, we suffered a lot from the British colonization, yet we experience the amazing prosperity of North American, like in the modern times, the North American prosperity was definitely experienced by Quebec. So it's a paradoxical memory and feelings, if you know what I mean.
So far, we talked about the reasons why you sought to explore these topics in the film, and you shared with us some of your personal thoughts that prompted you to work on Archipelago. But was there also some more scientific research, so to speak, involved aside from personal soul searching? Like, were you reading books, papers, journals, and so on this topic?
It's a film that feels to me very intimate and very close to me, because I did read a lot, and the film is full of conscious or unconscious references and quotations, and it's all very close to me. I have a passion for painting, so I know quite well the Quebec and Canada painting, the history of painting. Same thing with the Quebec literature. So and all the modernity in Quebec political thoughts. It's something that I'm very interested about. So it's like, that's part of the home I wanted to explore and to share. And there's something also that is, in French I would say, inexact. It's not meant to be exact. Like the film is this film is not a project of exactitude. It's something that is mixed between like accuracy and the ambiguity of someone's perception.
Well, another word that I would identify this film with, and I don't know if you agree, is poetry, right?
I hope so.
Because, I mean, when I'm looking at this film, I'm thinking of epic poetry as well, because there's lots of references to nature as well as politics. So, right, I mean, it is a poetic film, right?
I hope so. And the relation to the speech is at the center of it, like between words and images. Like the film evolves around the evolving relation between words and images. Like it gives it, this evolving relation is giving it its structure. So it was very important. It was fun to write. And it was fun to write because it was fun to invent territories, to invent places, to invent facts, yet to put them in presence of other like historical facts and other feeling. Which I'm glad there's something very local about it, but I try not to make that a barrier, or too strict of a frame, so it can be shared with people who are not, and I would understand them, who are not that interested in the specific history of Quebec, but can grasp an historical context and can grasp forces or sentiments that are, I would say, common to a lot of people.
Universal resonance, yeah. And actually, I'm curious about that then. Did it take you long to write the poetry?
I'm saying that this film came as a gift. It was written in a very free and straightforward way. Very, very free, very one step after another. It was no pain, as always, a lot of time, but no pain. And at the same time, it was financed very easily, and it was made it was a pleasure to make it with a wonderful team. So it is a gift for me as a film. Like sometimes as I do, like financing a film can be so difficult, and the writing to get the finance, to get the money can be very like painstaking. And then you step after step, and you have this for Archipelago was very, like, it went very easily. So I took it as a gift.
And is there any, do you have any references in terms of when you're writing the poetry, is there anyone that you look up to or that inspires you in terms of the writing?
There's the film owes a lot to Jacques Ferron, Jacques Ferrand writing. It's Jacques Ferrand is a doctor and writer who died, I think, 25 years ago. Wonderful. He wrote tales and short stories, like very surrealist historical and political take on the modernity of Quebec. And it's a wonderful literature because it is playful, yet depressive, yet very tender in other ways. So I think it's a whole territory by itself. And that was a strong inspiration from Jacques Ferrand. Other inspiration very clear for me were a couple of Quebec films that were made in the past years that I wanted in a way to dialogue with. One of it is called Miron. It's a documentary essay on Gaston Miron, a poet from Quebec. The film made by Simon Beaulieu is a wonderful, very free and open mix of words and images. And it's very rich, and I thought it could be a very nice project to try to not to answer to that film, but to take from what that film was able to achieve and try to do it like to continue a little bit in a different way, writing like original words and making instead of using only archives, make new images, make your own archives, let's say. Yeah, it's a film that is Archipelago is a film that was strongly influenced by a lot of documentary essays, let's say from Gilles Groux, 24 heures ou plus, or 24 hours or more, or from Chris Marker work. That's for sure.
Yeah, Chris Marker reference was pretty clear to me also in the narration too. The use of female and male narration as well.
Yeah.
Was there another reason for using both male and female as the narrating voices in this film?
It's an easy structure to make action and reaction, opposition and encounter. It's like they're coming and getting closer, and then they get farther, and then they keep back coming back and forth with some aggressivity at some point or some tenderness at some point. So I think a male and female was an easy choice for that. And it gives a rhythm also and two very different voices. So we can give a rhythm to the film and give it a bit of its tension.
Right. Felix, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about your film Archipelago.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.